I had a conversation earlier this week with a friend who is unconvinced that AI gives any kind of productivity multipliers at all, and he wasn't the only one who thought this in the conversation. And as of earlier this week, I've got a concrete, open-source example of something that argues my case. Trivial AI is a project I started a little while ago with the aim of centralizing and modularizing my tool use decisions across different models. It supports the Frontier offerings as well as Palema. And I'm going to use my AI-based development multiplier to give it more options shortly too. It gives you a common interface to generate prompt result, generate checked prompt result A, and define access to tool Quark's Quark.io result. At the time, I didn't need streams, so the entire project is built on top of a blocking, eager architecture because that's really easy. Imagine what it would take to go from that to a fully stream-supporting, asynchronous framework. That is, you'd want the model interfaces to be more like stream prompt stream result part, with the corresponding stream checked prompt result a check stream A, und, tool, which doesn't change type. Imagine the testing, composition, and abstraction you'd need to pull off here. I wouldn't be too surprised if you said that it wouldn't be worth porting, and that a full rewrite would be easier. I know that developers are notoriously bad at estimating things, but I'd probably gut check this at on the order of a week or two of work. It involves porting away from a networking library, changing the internally central parts of the library to a completely different architecture. Ideally, we maintain backwards compatibility for interface purposes, but the backward compatible synchronous results should call the new asynchronous machinery and then force it so that we don't duplicate logic. Then there's the slight but definite added complexity of check invariants on streams. Then there's making sure that all of the above is tested. A week sounds like a moderately tight deadline, actually. Spoilers, it took around 2 hours all in. From here Lincoln Post. T. Here Lincoln Post. P up over. Here Lincoln Post. If you want to read through the full thing easily, and also, that included getting test coverage up from around 10% to around 90%. Now, just so we're clear, this isn't the only time this has happened. This is a convenient, illustrative example of a common pattern which happens to be expat licensed Lincoln Post. And so can be discussed publicly. It's possible that I was wrong in estimating how hard this particular task would be. But there are enough examples I see every day that I have to believe it isn't imaginary. Me being wrong about this would have to cash out to an IMAT who routinely overestimates how long something will take by 10x. Which, given how many people tell me I'm over-optimistic on a regular basis, I don't buy. Conclusion. So, if your claim is AI is all bullshit, it doesn't actually help at all and probably actively hurts, I reject it. If you'd like to argue the point, let's take apart what's happening here and why you think that, ideally with data from your side. Second conclusion. That was the conclusion to the argument. This is the conclusion to the thought. Do you remember the last time we got a power multiplier this big? I think it was called the internet. It started off with some people making eye-watering amounts of money in weird new ways that were literally impossible before. We're there. Now, even if superintelligent doesn't wake up and eat us Lincoln Post, even if ChatGPT-6 is only sublinearly better than what we Lincoln Post have available today Lincoln Post, even if exactly zero further research progress is made, we are in the presence of machines that can let us do monstrously more intellectual work at lower effort than we used to. The window for no massive societal change has flown past us. Face that or don't, the outcome will be the same.